O brood, O muse, upon my mighty subject, like a holy hen upon the nest of night. O ponder the fascism of the heart. Sing of disappointments more repeated than the batter of the sea, of lives embittered by resentment so ubiquitous the ocean salt seems thinly shaken, of letdowns local as the sofa where I copped my freshman's feel, of failures as frequent as first love, first night's last stands. Do not warble of arms or adventurous deeds or shepherds playing on their private fiefs, or of civil war or monarchies at swords. Consider rather the slightly squinkered clerk, the soul which has become as shabby and soiled in its seat as worn-out underwear, a life lit like a lonely room and run like a laddered stocking. Behold the sagging tit, the drudge gray, mopped-out, cunt-corked wife, stale as yesterday's soapy water, or study the shiftless kid, seedy before any bloom, thin and mean as a weed in a walk. Smell the grease that stands rancid in the pan like a second skin, the pan aslant on some fuel-farting stove, the stove in its corner contributing what it can to the brutal conviviality of close quarters. Let depression, like time payments, weigh you down. Feel desperation and despair like dust thick in the rug and the ragged curtains, or carry puppy pee and plate scrapings wrapped in the colored pages of the Sunday paper out to the loose and blowing dog-jawed heap in the alley. Spend your money on large cars, loud clothes, sofa-sized paintings, excursions to Hawaii, trinkets, knick-knacks, fast food, golf clubs, call girls, slimming salons, booze. Suffer, shouting, heat rash, chilblains, beatings, betrayal, guilt, impotence, jail, jealousy, humiliation, VD, vermin, stink. Sweat through a St. Louis summer, and sing of that.